Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so we're diving straight into this downstairs neighbor situation.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, this is this is a little more than just my music's too loud.
Right.
You've helped a lot of listeners navigate these minefields.
I have.
What is your take on this case?
Well, you know, it's interesting how these things can escalate.
Yeah.
Because it's a shared living space, right? Mm-hmm. You're living right on top of each other.
It's so true.
And so things like noise complaints, which seem small,
yeah,
quickly become about something much bigger.
Yes.
And that is feeling safe and respected in your own home.
Okay, so for context, you've been in your apartment 4 years.
Okay.
Kids are 6 and 9.
Got it.
And things were fine until these new neighbors moved in downstairs.
Okay.
A few months ago.
Yep.
And it all seemed to kick off with this bed frame incident.
Right. And that's important because you were putting the bed frame together, which is a loud thing to do.
Yeah.
But you were being really mindful. Didn't sound like there was anything excessive.
Right.
And yet immediately aggressive response from downstairs. That's what makes it feel less like a noise complaint.
Right.
And more like a deliberate, I'm going to get you back for something.
It's like they were waiting.
Yes.
Like just waiting.
Yes.
For us to make a peep.
It feels very personal.
Yes. And,
oh, are
and
you?
It only escalated from there, even when your kids were just playing quietly.
Right.
It's like, come on.
Yeah.
It really starts to mess with your head, you know?
It does.
Like, how much can we actually live?
Right. Are we
in our own home?
Are we always on edge?
Yes.
Are we always tiptoeing around?
Yes.
And the impact on the kids is so significant.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, your son feeling scared.
Right.
Your daughter blaming herself for it.
Yeah.
It adds another layer.
It does.
Where this goes beyond just, oh, they're sensitive to noise.
Oh, yeah.
To creating this sense of unease and insecurity in your own home.
Yes.
Which should be the opposite of what home is.
100%.
Yeah.
And then there's the fact that they're banging back, even when you're doing everyday things like watching TV at a normal volume.
Oh, right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You even tried to address it reasonably.
Yeah.
Keeping a log, trying to ignore it.
Yep.
Even leaving a note.
Right.
And they ignored it all.
They did.
Like, what is the psychology behind just like, nope, I'm not even going to.
It suggests there's no willingness to engage constructively.
Okay.
And ignoring attempts at communication speaks volumes.
Yeah.
Often it's a power play.
Right.
By not acknowledging you and your concerns,
right.
It's a way to try to assert control.
Wow.
Establish some dominance in the situation.
So how do you break through that?
Right.
You even tried to have a face-to-face conversation.
Right.
Which they dodged.
Which, you know, in some ways is good.
Okay.
You know, good on you for even trying.
Yeah.
But also it's really frustrating when that's met with just silence.
It is. Yeah.
So this is where documentation becomes absolutely crucial.
Okay.
You mentioned keeping a log.
Right.
That's fantastic.
Okay.
What's so fascinating about a log like that,
okay,
is that it shifts the power dynamic.
How so?
Because it takes it out of the he said, she said,
okay,
and into here is a documented account,
right,
of what's happened.
So it's like evidence, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
And so note down dates, times, specific sounds.
Okay.
Any attempts at communication, both yours and theirs.
Got it.
Or lack thereof.
Right.
Because you want to be able to demonstrate a pattern of behavior.
Okay.
Especially if it escalates further than this.
And it did escalate. And in kind of a creepy way.
Oh, boy.
Tell me about the scraping noise.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So you know the scraping noise, which initially made you think of pests?
Right.
It adds a whole other layer of discomfort and uncertainty.
It does.
You know, it's like they're trying to unsettle you.
Yeah.
Make you question your own sanity a little.
Right. Like, am I going crazy or is this really happening?
Yeah. Am I imagining this?
Yes. And then.
Oh, no.
To overhear that whispered conversation through the vent.
Uh-uh.
Make them leave. They don't belong here.
Oh, my goodness.
Chilling.
Wow.
What is your read on that?
Yeah, that's where it really goes from just frustrating to like, oh,
yeah,
this is menacing. This yeah. has a menacing quality to it.
It does. And it's that feeling of being targeted.
Yes.
It's not just noise. It's that they're doing this
right.
to get at us.
It's personal.
And, you know, the thing is, you tried to fight back.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
On their terms you mentioned.
Right.
Banging back once.
Yeah.
And then it actually worked mm-hmm. for a little bit.
Yeah.
But then it's like they just came back stronger.
Of course.
So what does that tell us about the situation?
It tells us that this is not about noise. It's about control.
Wow.
This is about asserting dominance.
Okay.
Over you.
So we're like past turn down your TV stage.
Yeah. What can you do when you feel like you're dealing with
right.
like a campaign?
Right. What do you, harassment.
What do you do?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, know that you're not alone.
Okay.
These situations are stressful, but they can be addressed.
Okay.
And you've already taken some crucial steps.
Sure.
That logbook is yeah. invaluable.
Okay.
Especially that whispered conversation.
Right.
Because now this is crossing a line.
Okay. So even if the landlord hasn't been helpful so far.
Right.
Just keep documenting in case it goes further.
You want to have a record.
Okay. What about recording? The noises?
Well, that's smart thinking.
Okay.
You know, laws are tricky around yeah. recording conversations. It's
right.
going to depend on your state.
Yeah.
But you could even just record the sounds,
well,
you know, without conversations right. to have that, you know, as evidence.
Good point.
Especially if it's, you know, out of it, if it's at strange hours.
Right.
Or if it's a strange sound.
Okay. So documentation key.
Yeah.
What about actually like dealing with them? Is there anything you can do at this point?
Communication is always worth exploring again.
Okay.
Even though right now it seems impossible.
Yeah.
Sometimes a neutral third party, like a mediator.
Okay.
Can be really helpful to facilitate a productive conversation.
Wait, so even in a situation like this where they seem completely.
Yeah.
Like they don't want to talk.
I know.
You're saying it's worth trying to talk again?
It might be.
Okay.
And maybe with someone else there.
Okay.
Because a mediator can help establish ground rules.
Okay.
Make sure that both sides are heard.
Okay.
And maybe find solutions that you haven't even thought of.
Okay.
And you know what? Often even just the suggestion of a third party
okay.
can motivate people to be more reasonable.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So how do you approach that?
Right.
Do you just call them up and say, hey, want to have a mediation session?
I think it's best to maybe start with a slightly more formal approach.
Okay.
Especially after everything that's happened.
Right.
You could try a written notice.
Okay.
That just outlines your concerns.
Got it.
And suggests mediation as a way to find a peaceful resolution.
Okay.
And again, this just adds to that documentation trail.
Right.
To show that you're actively seeking solutions.
So it's less about ambushing them and more about.
Exactly.
Like approaching it strategically.
Exactly. It shows that you're serious about resolving this.
Okay.
But also protecting yourself.
Okay. That makes sense. But what if?
Yeah.
And this is a big what if.
Right.
They completely shut down the mediation idea.
Yeah. Then it's time to loop back to your landlord.
Okay.
And possibly seek legal advice.
Okay.
Some leases have clauses about noise disturbances and harassment.
Right.
So you might have grounds to break your lease without penalty.
Wow.
If the landlord is unresponsive.
Okay.
And this is affecting your right to quiet enjoyment
okay.
of your home.
It's good to know that there are options.
Yeah.
You know, if it comes to that, it yeah. feels like a last resort, but no one should feel trapped in their own home.
It's about empowering yourself
yes.
with knowledge and options.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
let's talk about that 3 a.m. chair dragging incident.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You're clearly reaching a breaking point.
Yeah.
And this is where things can get really tricky.
Right. Yeah. It sounds like it's almost like you're at your wit's end and you're like,
right,
I have to do something.
Right.
And it's 3 a.m.
Yeah. And it underscores the psychological toll this is taking.
Yes.
You know, it's not just dealing with noise.
Right.
But it's a deliberate attempt to disrupt your peace.
Yes.
And it's wearing you down.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
And the fact that they responded with that single deliberate bang.
Uh-huh. Like, don't think you won't.
Yes.
We're still here. We hear ya.
It's like we're watching a horror movie.
Oh.
It's really creepy.
It's really creepy.
So what happens when it reaches that point?
Right.
Where you've tried reasoning.
Yeah.
Documenting.
Yep.
Even asserting yourself a little bit.
Right.
And nothing seems to be working.
Well, this is where knowing your rights and options becomes even more crucial.
Okay.
And so it's time to seriously consider those next steps that we talked about.
Yeah.
You know, formal mediation
right.
involving the landlord
right.
with that detailed log.
Yes.
And even consulting with a legal professional
okay.
to understand your options within that lease agreement.
Okay.
You mentioned that the landlord hasn't been helpful so far.
Right.
Have you put anything in writing?
That's a good point. So it's not just enough right. to tell the landlord.
Right.
You've got to put
there's
it
break record
in writing, too.
Of it, in case you need to take further action.
Wow.
It shows that you've taken those formal steps.
Yeah. This whole thing sounds emotionally draining.
It can be.
You must have to be made of steel to handle this all the time.
You know, you'd be surprised.
Okay.
How common these situations are.
Really?
They really are.
Wow.
But it's not about being made of steel.
Yeah.
It's about having information and resources and a plan.
That's such a good point.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power.
Exactly. And you've gained so much.
Yes.
Just by going through this deep dive today.
Yes.
You've reflected on your experience. You've identified patterns of behavior.
Yes.
And now you're equipped with strategies to navigate this.
I love it. And listener, we are right here with you.
We are here for you.
This is way beyond Turn Down Your Music.
Way beyond
this. This is next level
yeah.
apartment warfare.
It is.
And we want you to know that you're not alone in this.
We've all been there.
Expert speaker, any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
Sure. You know, just remember that you deserve to feel safe and respected in your own home.
Yes.
Document everything. Consider mediation. Involve your landlord and don't hesitate to seek legal advice if needed.
Yeah.
You have options.
You do have options. And it's so important to remember that.
Yes.
Especially when you're in it.
Absolutely.
And you're feeling like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
So listener, we're left wondering what happens next.
Yeah.
Do you try to tough it out, seek outside help, or is it time to consider finding a new place?
What's it going to be?
This deep dive has us hooked on your story.
We need to know.
Keep us posted.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.